year for the Manitoba Moose in terms of qualifying for the playoffs, winning a round, advancing to the second round, and I wanted to get your thoughts on the postseason to begin with.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I thought we had a pretty good postseason. We defeated the defending champions, which is always a great thing to do. Unfortunately, we came up short in the second round, which is, really unfortunate.
As far as your game is concerned, big opportunity for you here this spring, a chance to get the ball and run with it in the playoffs, and it seems like you seized the moment. Was it a good time for you to be able to show you can take your game to that level?
I think playoff time, everyone raises their game. I felt it was just my responsibility for the team, and we went out there and team played really well in front of me, especially we won that Grand Rapids series. That was a lot of fun. I felt like I played some of my best hockey, and just looking forward to bring that momentum to next year.
Interesting season for you in the fact that you spent a lot of time with the Moose and a lot of time with the Jets as well. It was maybe not the same rhythm that you might have had in the American Hockey League in years past. Tell us about that experience and juggling the responsibilities of going back and forth.
No, for sure. That was definitely different for me. I've never really had that before where I've never played I'm used to always playing every single game, and this is the first year where I haven't had that, and it's something to adjust to. And I feel like that's one of the biggest things I have to learn how to handle better.
So in terms of the season itself and in a performance evaluation standpoint, you must feel pretty solid about the way things worked out in the end, regular season and playoffs together.
No, for sure. Definitely postseason, I feel like I really found another gear in my game there. I'm really excited where it's at. I really feel like I can bring that momentum forward. I really think I learned some things in playoffs and just built upon what I've been doing. And you can't replace the playoff experience. And I'm so excited we got it this year, and I'm really excited to bring that to next year.
When you look back on the team this year, very interesting year as well. The first half, so strong. The second half, different personnel, different challenge for the group. How do you read the way the team handled things, both the good and the challenging times?
I thought our team did an awesome job. It's always tough. In AHL, actually just having my exit meeting, they always say it's like there's thirds of the season. And for the first third, we were the best team. We were unbelievable. Second third, we lost a lot of guys, and didn't have quite the personnel, but every single one of our team guys did exactly what they had to do. They battled every single night, and we really did our best out there, and we made the playoffs, made the second round, which is a pretty good accomplishment, but we're looking to do more in the future.
So when you take a look now ahead to next season, do you see this as a really important season for you, moving out of your entry-level deal?
For sure. I'm still thinking about it next year. I haven't really got thinking too much about it. Still thinking about what's going on this year. I have to dissect what's going on this year and look back at what happened, what I can improve, what I can change, and then I'll start thinking about next year more as we get closer into the end of summer and stuff like that.
Darren Kramer wrapping up his professional career, announcing it yesterday, a guy that you know quite well around this team for the last 3 years. What was his influence on you and the team?
Ooh, that's kind of an emotional question right there. That's tough to answer. He's been meant so much to me, just myself and the team. He's my roommate for a little bit of the year. And last year, we lived together for about 2 months because myself and Kitchen's house wasn't quite ready yet. And he's one of my best friends. He's been here since day one for me. It's been awesome for him, for myself and him. We've developed a really good relationship. He's someone I truly love, and I consider him family. I'm going to really miss him. And it's so happy for him because he's going to be an amazing human being. And the workforce, wherever he's going to be a really, really successful, awesome person.
Eric, you always have a great way of sort of looking big picture stuff. So when you look at overall this season and with the ultimate goal in mind, of course, of getting guys to the NHL and getting guys who can be successful there, when you look at Kyle Connor, Jack Rossovic, Tucker Pullman, guys like yourself, Brendan Lemieux, who've gone up, Sammy Niku for a stint, when you look at all that combined, would you say that at the end of the day that this was a really successful year, that this organization, this club is doing ultimately what it really needs to be doing?
You can look at it that way for sure. They're doing an amazing job. I think we have unbelievable coaches here. We have great development staff here. Every single time I've been here, I've always gotten better. I feel like every player here always gets better every single year. And just like you said, look at it. We have so many guys in the National Hockey League now, that come from this team. We have so many guys on our team that I feel like could play there. And it's been unbelievable to see how well we've been developed here.
Players come in at the beginning of the season, they have kind of a goal in mind in terms of their own development. Do you feel like you hit what you were seeking to achieve at the beginning of the year?
That's kind of a tough question because I think at the start of every year you want to be in the National Hockey League, and I didn't finish in the National Hockey League, so I think there's definitely some things to do. Not only that, but also your goal is to win a championship. That's another thing we didn't do. So there's definitely little mini goals you hit, but the main goals, I don't think I've fully attained them yet, but I'm still working towards those goals. I mean, those are goals that are, don't just end, they're done forever. No, it's next year I still can reach those goals as well.
You're in the life of a goalie, can make a huge difference. We saw this year with Connor Hellebuyck. Do you take some inspiration from the season he had, going from last offseason where there were questions about, you know, whether he'd even be the starter, and now here he is in the third round of Vezina candidate?
I mean, I don't think a goalie changes that much over the course of the year. I mean, he definitely got a lot better, but he's still the same goalie he was. He's an excellent goaltender. He was an excellent goaltender last year. I don't think he just changed overnight. I saw him in the American Hockey League. I saw him in the NHL last year. He still played good hockey. Just sometimes goals go in. That's the name of the game. He still played the same game he did last year. Sometimes goals go in. You're gonna score. And last year, unfortunately, he had some unlucky bounces. This year, he's been playing unbelievable. Some pucks hit him. You get some little bounces out of the year. You get momentum going. You get some confidence. And it's amazing what can happen.
So I guess you're saying that the results can vary dramatically, even though the process may not really change all that much?
100%. I agree with that 100%. I mean, it's all about the process. You got to keep working on the process. But the results take care of themselves sometimes. And sometimes it's not going to be what you want. And this year he's been so grateful. He's deserved it. He's earned it. And he earned it last year. Just unfortunately didn't work out the way it was this year.
So I guess for you, do you think you can make the transition this summer to maybe get to that next level sooner than later?
That's the goal. That's what I'm hoping for. I believe so. Yeah.